Exclusive, Representative Sabatini warns scandal-ridden Biden admin. Playing dangerous game weaponizing FBI against American people. By Joshua Klein on November 19, 2021. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News on Thursday, U.S. congressional candidate and state representative Anthony Sabatini, RFL, discussed the recent January 6 committee subpoenas to numerous former members of the Trump administration, warning of the legal precedents being set by the Department of Justice, DOJ, an agency he deemed rotten to its core by the scandal-ridden Biden administration, which he accused of weaponizing the FBI against the American people. January 6 Commission. Sabatini began with his take on the House Select Committee's aim to investigate the January 6 Capitol riot. The committee's goal is to try and use process crimes to inflict pain on their political enemies, because if someone did nothing wrong, it's easier to just launch an investigation and then try to find fault related to where the process rolls out, he said. Usually, it's an obstruction charge, he added. He also expressed his belief that the commission's real purpose is actually about finding ways to entangle people in the law. The January 6 Commission is simply about keeping former President Trump in the spotlight and inflicting pain on anybody that wants to continue to support an America First agenda going forward, he said. That's what it's really about. Referring to the Russia collusion narrative as a hoax that went on for far too long, as it was used to inflict an enormous amount of process crimes on people related to the Trump campaign and administration. He described what he saw as similarities between the committee's moves and the Russia blueprint created years ago, which is currently on auto-repeat. It's just very disgraceful because there was no real reason to begin the Russia hoax investigations, he said, describing the Select Committee as a new bludgeoning instrument being used to suck in and investigate and inflict harm upon anybody related to MAGA. And I think the truth is the only good part, the only real positive aspect happening right now, is that people kind of see through it, he added. They realize what's going on. Sabatini described Representative Stephanie Murphy, DFL, who is potentially set to be his future opponent in the 2022 midterm elections, as very well involved in the Select Committee. She's an extremely loyal, extremely reliable vote for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who formed the committee, he said. Outside of her extreme loyalty to the Democrats' agenda, Sabatini claims the Florida Democrat was put on the committee because of her willingness to closely align with its bias. She is going to go forth with the intent of the chairman and Pelosi, which is to basically create a very large, well-financed, legal operation to bring in as many people related to a potential Trump re-election into the scope of the law and potential harm of the law, he said. That's what it's all about, he added. According to Sabatini, further evidence of the committee's disgraceful bias can be seen by how it only included those Republicans who had a bone to pick with anybody that either supported Trump or was neutral for Trump. The unwillingness to include any members on that committee with a differing point of view, he said, is something unique in the history of Congress. I don't think there's ever been a select committee like this that has said anybody who disagrees with the intention of the committee is not allowed on the committee itself, he said. That might be a first in the history of Congress, so a total new low for Pelosi. It also explains Murphy's role, he added. They're not going to put anybody on there who's not completely and totally in line with the intent of it. Calling the new precedents being set by the committee and the DOJ a dangerous game the scandal-ridden Biden administration is playing, he cautioned that when Republicans retake control, such precedents can be utilized in the course of many legitimate investigations. This committee creates enormous damage just in the very limited way in which it's acted, he said. I don't think this is some short-term thing. So yeah, it's irreparable. They destroyed the committee process, they've disgraced the country. They've turned Congress' historically independent oversight function into a mockery, he added. Sabatini estimated that the initiative would continue to distract everyday citizens from real issues negatively impacting them. I personally think this thing is going to go on for 2 years, he added. They're gonna ride this past the midterms because they need an outside force to draw the media's attention away from inflation and other negative effects the current administration is creating. But we'll see what happens next, he added. Oversight. When asked about potential oversight of the current administration in the event that Republicans take back control of the House in 2022, the second-term Republican stated that much critical oversight of the current administration is needed. From the deadly debacle in Afghanistan to the FBI targeting parents domestically, there are many critical matters that require immediate oversight, he said, so we have real work to do. Sabatini called to consider why the supposedly nonpartisan FBI is immediately prompted by the White House whenever there's a perceived political threat. Take parents in angst about critical race theory being taught in schools now being targeted by the Biden administration, he said. What's the pipeline from the White House to the FBI that allows what was supposed to be a politically nonpartisan agency to immediately issue a scare letter like they did? He asked, adding there is serious stuff to investigate. Fighting COVID tyranny. Asked about his top priorities in Congress in the event of a 2022 congressional win, Sabatini called for an immediate end to the current COVID tyranny. I think Congress needs to do everything it can to end this COVID tyranny, medical apartheid that exists, he said. Whether it means using the oversight function to do it, just really doing everything we can to inhibit these insane executive orders, he added. Noting how the COVID tyranny is still ongoing under the Biden administration, Sabatini highlighted the harm it has done thus far. The COVID tyranny is still going on. It's disrupted the economy, it's disruptive to American liberty, due process, the rule of law, it's just everything that's happening under this lawless administration from CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, to OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, he said. For me, COVID tyranny is number one, he added. He also called for an investigation into Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, as well as the health body's questionable research. We must investigate Fauci and the gain-of-function research, he said. There's going to be some impeachments that have to be made of cabinet secretaries and high-ranking officials like Fauci who are in different roles but also need to be investigated. That's going to be the focus, he added. Highlighting the urgency to get past this insane extending rolling state of emergency that they've taken so much advantage of, he called to peer further into what all these agencies, especially the DOJ, have done in the last couple of years. The DOJ, I think, is probably the most rotten to the core agency at this point, he said, along with its subdivisions, like the FBI, which have now been completely and totally weaponized against the American people, he said. It's inexcusable. Double standards. To further illustrate his point, Sabatini suggested looking back at the response to last summer's Black Lives Matter, BLM, riots. Looking back at the riots that occurred, you realize how insane that carnage and destruction was, he said. It begs the question, why did the FBI and the DOJ do absolutely nothing towards Antifa and BLM during that period of time? But of course they've been extremely active in haunting the lives of people on the right, he added. He also listed prioritizing what passes for threats as the next big thing on his agenda. They're trying to perpetuate myths about what the biggest threats of the country are and, of course, in their eyes, it's white supremacy, he said. It's not any of these woke identity politics-fueled acts of violence or carnage, he added. The border. Calling the most important long-term issue he intends to deal with the border and illegal immigration, Sabatini stressed the dire situation that has developed as a result of the current administration's policies on the matter. I think our DHS, Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, absolutely needs to be impeached, and what's happening at the border right now is far worse than what has taken place there under any presidential administration heretofore, he said. Calling Mayorkas's failure to close the border an impeachable offense, he highlighted the need to reform the border. We need to close it down, he said. Hunter Biden. Referring to the recent art sales venture by President Joe Biden's scandal-plagued son Hunter Biden, Sabatini expressed his belief that an investigation into the matter could be the strongest grounds for the president's impeachment. I think what we really need is audits, an investigation into all the finances of Hunter Biden over the last 5 to 10 years to see if Joe Biden received money, which of course he did, he said. And that's going to be probably the strongest grounds for his impeachment, he added. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.